This is CICK News. This week was a momentous one, with two Smithers community members receiving the King Charles III Coronation Medal for their contributions to the well-being of the Bulkley Valley. On Saturday, March 15th, Leslie Jean McMillan was awarded for her contributions to the music community, and yesterday, March 17th, Al McCreary was awarded for his numerous contributions to Smithers over the decades as an auditor, treasurer, frequent board member on a number of boards, and instigator of community projects. A crowd gathered at the Prestige Lodge Summit Room to celebrate Al's award, a fitting place to celebrate him as he was instrumental in helping develop the hotel in 1981. Here's some of Skeena MP Taylor Bacharach's speech yesterday, as well as Smithers Mayor Gladys Attrill.
Welcome, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Taylor Bacharach. I'm so honored to serve as your Member of Parliament. I kind of wanted to build this up as a surprise and have the big unveiling at the end, but I think everyone's in on the secret. So it's kind of hard to know where to start. One of the most fun parts of these elected roles, and I think Gladys would agree, is that every now and then you get to honor someone in the community that does really incredible things and that contributes to this place that we call home in unique ways. I've lived here for about 20 years. I think I met Al shortly after arriving. I certainly got to work with him in my role as mayor. And more importantly, I've had a chance to watch him in the community and to hear from others all the many roles that Al has played. And so I was trying to think of how to describe what Al brings to the community. And I know many of you know Al much better than I do. I think there are people who contribute to their community not because they want accolades, not because they want credit, but because they understand intuitively that if somebody doesn't step forward, that if we want to have a great place to live, if we want to have the kind of community that we all want to live in, that we all have to step forward and contribute. I know that Al sat on the Smithers Tourism Board. I got to work with Al shortly after becoming mayor because he was a big driving force behind the second sheet of ice committee, if I can recall the name of it, and had been working for years to get Smithers a second arena. You know, he was a longtime president of the Ski Hill Cabin Owners Association. I think if we listed all of the boards of directors that Al's been a part of, in addition to being a really prominent member of the business community and working for Edmondson Mayor as well, doing the audits for I don't know how many First Nations communities throughout the North. In fact, his son Tyler, who is a good friend of mine, disclosed, Al, that one First Nation actually gave you an Indigenous name in honor of the work that you had done over many years doing their audits and their books. So this is a guy who has played so many different roles. So thank you, everyone, for coming. Gladys.
So we're here to take a few moments to honor your contribution to this community. And I'm really privileged to have known Al a long time. And so when we were going through Al's history and community, coming here, working for the town of Smithers in the financial department, working with Emma's mayor, being a part of the Ski Hill, being a part of the sport community, be it baseball, hockey, the second sheet of ice, recognizing, as Taylor said, where there were gaps, the things in community are richer when people reach out to one another, figure out who can make it happen. And I'm glad that we're here in this hotel. And when I called, even though there's been people working here, and it's like, I need a space to do something for Al McCreary, and they're like, we're in. We're gonna make that happen. So people do recognize the energy and the commitment of the McCreary family, Al McCreary, for making this a better place. I've had the great pleasure of being a part of Tourism Smithers with Al. I've witnessed Al on many occasions speak with such kindness and professionalism and care for people. So we need to work together, we need to shoulder in, we can be hardworking when we need to, but never forget the humanity of people, and I think I've learned that from Al over the years. But from my heart, thank you. It's so nice to be able to acknowledge the decades of community service. We are richer for it.
So a little bit about the medal, and I'll read this. The King Charles III Coronation Medal is given out to Canadians who've made a significant contribution to Canada, or to a particular province, territory, region, or community of Canada, or have made an outstanding achievement abroad that brings credit to Canada. And I think certainly when we talk about the fabric of our country and the fact that, you know, there are wonderful communities like Smithers all the way across Canada, and there are a few really unique souls in those communities that make those places what they are, I can't think of a more deserving recipient than Al McCreary. So it's a great honor as your Member of Parliament to present Al McCreary with the King Charles III Coronation Medal.
Well, thanks very much, Taylor, Gladys, and who else was involved. It's a great honor. It's kind of interesting when we're talking about the various projects over the last 45 years. And most of us, as Taylor attributed to it and Gladys, it was really to get something done that we were working on, whether it was the ski area or just the many projects that Smithers done over the time, this one being one of them. So thanks everybody for attending. It's great to receive this award. Thank you.
The crowd gathered in the room consisted of family members of Al's, people that he has been on boards with and continue to be on boards with, previous colleagues that he had worked with at Edmondson Mayor. Many kind words were shared about Al, including his stepdaughter, Catherine Reed, who you'll hear from, and Smitherstown councillors Sam Raven and Frank Ray.
I'm happy that Al's received this honor. It's been a great privilege to work with him over the years, and I can't think of anybody better.
I really don't think there's been many things that Al's fingerprints haven't been on in one way or another. I really think that there is nothing that hasn't been touched by him in one way or another, and we're the better for it.
I'm one of his stepdaughters, myself and my sister Jean McNeil. It's wonderful to come here and see all the great things that everyone has to say about him. They're so true. He's done so much, and I just have the greatest respect for him. He motivates people to do amazing things.
And the last word on this piece only feels fitting to hear from Al himself, a man who is very economic with his words. Here he is now.
How it feels to receive this award today?
Oh, I'm very honored. It's one of the things you don't really expect or do it for, but it's certainly very humbling to be recognized. Thank you.
On Monday, March 10th, MASH, a nonprofit society operating mainly in the Hazeltons, held their AGM at the Kispiox River Lodge to share news of their successes in 2024 and to announce a new program and partnership with two regional districts. MASH's executive director, Lori Gallant, is on the news today, positively buzzing with excitement about how she and the MASH crew will tackle the issue of much-needed livestock services in the Skeena region with savvy business, tech, and training solutions.
Hi, I'm Lori Gallant, and I am the executive director for MASH, which stands for Making Agriculture Sustainable in the Hazeltons.
So MASH celebrated local climate and food security actions with an AGM on March 10th. And so I was wondering if we could start, if you would actually highlight some of the successes that you shared at that meeting.
Yeah, great. It was our 8th AGM, so that's one milestone right there. We've been around for 8 years, offering community apple pressing services every year. Last year, we hit our highest mark ever of 1,000 liters pressed. And in 2024, we also introduced our first ever community composting pilot project, which was an amazing experience. It only ran for 5 months, but we were focused on restaurants and other food services like the hospital prep in the cafeteria and bakery and the coffee roasters. We diverted 7,400 kilograms of food scraps.
Yeah.
And like that's just never been done before. And there was a lot of learning. Like we had to find a site. We built it from scratch. Mm-hmm. We submitted our letter of notification to the Ministry of Environment, which meant we had to have a training program, a leachate management plan, an odor management plan, all the things to make it environmentally sound. We designed our very own composting boxes that were totally unique. We had a custom design electric bear fence to keep out the critters. We had a fantastic community engagement program with lots of really interesting infographics for posters at our open houses and on social media. Every month we had an open house and barbecue that we were open there. Wow. And then we wrapped it all up with a pumpkin smashing event, which included a slip and slide into pumpkin mush at the end of it. All these little kids just covered in pumpkin squash.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And then another highlight last year was we grew our equipment lending library. It has to do with food security. So last year we added to it a chicken plucker.
Ooh.
Yeah. And because the abattoir just closed last year and then the new owners took it over and they decided they're not actually processing poultry anymore, we understood that people would be doing a little bit more DIY. Mm-hmm. This kind of equipment's expensive, and there are a lot of older poultry pluckers circulating around, but they don't do as great a job as the one that we bought mm-hmm. with a grant from the credit union. We had a really big year, and we also made a very special announcement at our AGM as well. Unofficially, MASH is partnering up with the Regional District of Boklanichako and the Regional District of Kitimat-Stikine on an agricultural project to address livestock services. There's so many farmers in the area now raising livestock, trying to keep it local. And there is a theory that we have that there's a gap in being able to meet the demand for these services. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is drill down and get to the bottom of that and identify some potential solutions and map out like a 5-year sustainability plan, supporting policies and programs and infrastructure. And MASH in particular is going to be taking the lead on the development of a toolkit that will be available to all the entrepreneurs out there who are seeing like a opportunity. Maybe we'll be like attracting people from outside our area and say, here's a business opportunity. We're going to create ready to go business plans that anybody can use. Wow. As well as identifying like what grants are available mm-hmm. to help fund the capitalization of perhaps a new butcher shop in the Hazeltons.
Wow.
And then we're also working on like the training piece, because that seems to be one of the biggest problems right now is there is a shortage of qualified people that can do the cut and wrap services that our farmers need.
Yeah.
And we're going into this offering like a full-time person, Bill Crossan, who's ready to go to work and do this. Mm-hmm. We're really in a strong position with that, and with the partnership with the two regional districts, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
This is all through the Ideas Lab project. It's part of the Public Health Association of BC,
mm-hmm.
and they set up a special fund for food security. And I think maybe a week from today, everybody that got a grant under that program is going to be showcased, and we're all doing like a 5-minute presentation mm-hmm. on what our projects are.
Yeah.
So that was our big announcement, and we're really excited about it because MASH has traditionally stayed away from these like really big, scary problems
yeah.
like abattoirs, but with two regional districts helping us out, we thought we could take it on.
And I just want to be clear in that I'm understanding that you're talking about a business plan for someone not just to open an abattoir, but to work with getting rid of the waste that's associated with an abattoir?
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because what MASH is really interested in right now is creating like a sustainable food system, like all the parts mm-hmm. in it. So we started with composting mm-hmm. and to your question about the waste, yes, any waste that can't be used for dog food or human consumption or whatever, all that has to be disposed of in a proper way mm-hmm. in accordance with provincial regulations. So like as far as the business plans go, yeah, like they're going to be published so that anybody can use them. And the business plans will be based on the solutions that are discovered as we do our gap analysis.
Yeah. On March 10th and 11th, there was a composting convergence. So this is highlighting success stories and case studies from Haida Gwaii to Williams Lake, perhaps beyond. You can speak to that. But what were some of your takeaways or MASH's takeaways from that conference?
Yeah, usually community composting too, this was my takeaway, is driven by a food security motive. Yeah. It's not necessarily about reducing waste going to the landfill. It's about producing like a high quality compost that we can grow food in.
Yeah.
That was like my takeaways. Like people were feeling that the food security motivation is more compelling.
Right.
And also, I guess, more urgent. Like speaking from MASH's perspective, I know that like in our area here, every regional district's 2 or 3 years away from having like a central composting facility.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah.
My other big outcome from that is that the people that we assembled, they loved just being in a room full of other people that really get them.
Yeah.
So we're all just like geeking out on microbes and how do you interpret the lab results from your finished compost test and things like that.
It seems too that what's happening is that
MASH is becoming central to an ecosystem that's supposed to connect communities. So to begin with, I think it was trying to deal with a very localized issue of not having a composting facility. Do you feel like the rate of growth that you can sustain and match the needs that you're feeling are being voiced in the community here?
Oh, thanks for asking. As I was engaging the participants in the conference that MASH organized, I'm also listening to see who's looking for work and which programs are in extra need of support.
Yeah.
And so I am applying for grants to hire people. I think it's only sustainable if we can find qualified people to work with me. Yeah. And that's why MASH also introduced another pilot project over the holidays. We came up with this idea, and it's business coaching for food-centered businesses. That tech side of things is often overlooked when you think about how do you support a local organization, and that capacity piece that can be addressed through training and tech support is what MASH is trying to get at.
So I've covered stories, composting actually, like specific composting stories from Old Masset Village
with
Council to Burns Lake pilot program, their food cycler program that
yes.
The town of Burns Lake, they had tried out because they were trying to address why is our community basically not composting and how
right.
can we get people involved
right.
before we can actually make
right.
changes throughout our entire district.
Right.
So two of the categories that these programs seem to try to address were ease for
yeah.
people, for
yeah.
families, let's say.
Access.
And buy-in.
Yeah.
So are you working to help change minds about the ease of composting but at a larger scale? Or where do you feel like, what do you feel like MASH is really addressing as far as community concerns about composting?
Because two of the sessions that MASH was leading at the Community Composting Convergence were about systems change. And what we were finding is that, yeah, like people are just like so busy, they're overwhelmed, they're confused about what you can compost.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily understand whether or not it's safe to use the finished compost to grow food in,
yeah.
right? So these are like serious concerns and valid concerns. So our new group, we are actually thinking of focusing more on the final product and whether or not it's safe to use. And we had a whole technical session at the conference about that.
Yeah.
And why it's important. E. coli is one of the most dangerous components of finished compost, and usually you still get some of that in there if it hasn't cured for long enough,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually just time. But I feel like going with the low-hanging fruit is going to be our way forward. And for my community in the Hazeltons, it was the restaurants. They were so flippin' happy that we started collecting from them. I have a few Chinese food restaurants in my community, and they're all participating. We pick up 4 buckets every other day
yeah.
from them of food scraps. They are by far our largest contributor. And they don't have an economic incentive to do that because the way that their garbage is collected, it's a flat rate. I can't charge my food services for my pickup service because of the way it's structured.
Yeah.
But they are just so proud and happy to be able to do that and to share that with their customers that they are community forward. We are more than just a business. We're contributing to something bigger here.
Yeah.
And that's such a nice feeling. And so I think that's one of the low-hanging fruits, too, is like people need to feel good these days because there's so much to feel bad about.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving them that as well.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing all of this and for all of the work that you're doing. We did an interview, it might have been even 2 years ago, like in 2023 maybe, but it's been really fun watching this grow, and thank you so much for sharing with me.
Thanks, Pam. Yeah, it's really cool. Like, it's not just apple pressing anymore.
Yeah. Thanks very much to Lori Gallant, Executive Director of MASH, for sharing that information today on CSK News. And now to finish off today's news, I'd like to share a new song from Bill Crossan, a Hazleton songwriter, called Fertility Abounds, which was inspired by a MASH event and the teachings of Dr. John Paul of Transform Compost. Here's Fertility Abounds by Bill Crossan.
If you're eating something not to your taste, best not let it go to waste. Just so happens I know a place that'll take it off of your hands. They'll put it in a box, but you can put it in a pile. There's many methods, many styles to make your soil more fertile. You can give it back to the land. Break it down, down, down. Spread it all around. Break it down, down, down. Fertility abounds. Mix it up, heat it up, and wet it down. Carbon, nitrogen, your greens and your browns. Countless microorganisms in a pound. They'll turn it into black gold. Nematodes, microbes, actinobacters. All working hard to break it down faster. You can spread it on your garden, you can spread it on your pasture. It's amazing to behold. Break it down, down, down. Spread it all around. Break it down, down, down. Fertility abound. So chemically dependent, create an ecosystem that's so resplendent it'll bring a tear to your eye. Increase your soil's moisture retention, help with plant disease prevention. If you ever had any apprehension, you should give composting a try. Break it down, down, down. Spread it all around. Break it down, down, down. Fertility abound.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.